Jesus proposed a paradox. A paradox is an apparent contradiction that is modified by some truth or some other teaching. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew, the 10th chapter, and the 39th verse. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Jesus was saying, if you want to follow me, you have to take up your cross and in a very real way lose your life so that you may find it in Christ. And the ones that do lose their life for the sake of Christ shall find it, shall find eternal life. There's an author I really like by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I'd like to read just a little bit of it. The cross is laid on every Christian. The first Christ suffering, which every man must experience, is the call to abandon the attachments of this world. It is that dying of the old man, which is a result of his encounter with Christ. As we embark upon discipleship, we surrender ourselves to Christ in union with his death. We give over our lives to death. Thus it begins. The cross is not the terrible end to an otherwise God-fearing and happy life, but it meets us at the beginning of our communion with Christ. When Christ calls a man, he bids him, come and die. It may be a death like that of the first disciples who had to leave home and work to follow him, or it may be a death like Luther's who had to leave the monastery and go out into the world, but it is the same death every time. Death in Jesus Christ, the death of the old man. At his call, Jesus summons to the rich young man the death of the old man at his call. Jesus Christ bids a person to come and die. That is to die out to our own self, to die out to following the pleasures of this world and live to follow Jesus Christ. It's like a death. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ and I cease living. And Christ lives in me. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Jesus Christ. As he has given all for my sake, I give all to you for his sake and for the sake of the world, that I may build your kingdom on this earth. You've bid me come and die, Lord Jesus. I rest in that. Take my life. Do with it what you will. I will follow you along the path, carrying my own cross. In Jesus' name, amen.